Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and I like to do a commentary on day 26. And the Bible passage is Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. And it reads, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Romans 10, 14 through 15. I am so grateful for those who brought the good news of Jesus Christ to me. I probably cannot even enumerate the people who did it, because different ways we plant different seeds with people. And many, many years people were planting seeds about who Jesus is. And what I have found in my own life is that as a Christian, it is important for me to be in the Word of God, primarily first, right in the beginning of the day, for equipping and also for remembering my purpose and what I'm called to do, and equipping to do it in a way that it touches the hearts of people. Because people are not, especially if they're lost, they are not necessarily going to be open to being in the Word of God. So for the most part, the Word of God has to be in me. And my first interactions with people will be in the manner that I treat them, in the loving manner that I treat people. And the way I treat people is going to be based on the way that I think about them. And the way I think about them goes right back to what am I thinking about in terms of truth. Because when truth is paramount in my life and in my heart and in my thinking, my feelings will be affected, and so will be my actions. The Word is essentially a love story. As one writer has said, a writer for children has said, that, you know, each of the words of the Bible whispers His name. It whispers the name of Jesus. It talks about His rescue and love story. That's what the way they say it in the Jesus Storybook Bible. And it is that. And it's more. It is more. It is God breathed so that I can be strong and effective in helping to set the captives free. Who better to help set a captive free than one who had been captive? And so I cannot forget, please, He rescued me. One of the Psalms says, Psalm 40, 2 and 3, He took me out of a miry pit. Out of the mud and mire, and He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. And many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. And that's the type of life that He is calling me to have. He's calling me to have beautiful feet. In the Bible, and it talks, or you hear about things about the feet, and how because they had sandals and they walked around, many of them barefoot. You know, feet were not the most, they weren't beautiful, really, a lot of times. But the truth is that even the worst part of our flesh, when it is touched by the Spirit of God, can be quite beautiful. It can be transformed. And this is who we want to be, and this is what we are reminded and empowered to do as we are in the Word. And so essentially, as we go out, yes, we are to be abstinent, but that is not the be-all and the end-all. If we are quote-unquote abstinent and we are still evil and nasty to people in the way that we treat them, in the way we think about them, we are missing the mark. We're missing the mark. We are abstinent today for Jesus' sake. We're abstinent today to bring glory to Him. We are Christ's ambassadors. We are involved in a serious warfare. That Jesus is returning back. And some will not be going with Him. Some, because of their own rebelliousness, and others, because we were poor witnesses, some of us. Some people are running from Christ because of the behaviors of those who call themselves Christians. And so, if we are truly people who want to be involved in the healing of our world, then we must be people who are committed to turning away from our own wicked ways. So we are in the Word to be strengthened and equipped and to be awakened to what are those wicked ways. We know that the wicked way of the food. Yes, we know that. So we cannot justify being in the food for any reason whatsoever today. Regardless of what is going on in the life today, we cannot run to worship Baal, as I call it. It's important for us to be disciplined with our food. We're called to watch and pray so that we do not fall into temptation. The temptation of food is all around us. And we must eat to live. We eat to live. But we learn to eat the Word first, so that we are clear about the way that we go in all areas of our lives. What we nourish our bodies with, and how we interact in our thinking and our interact one-on-one with people. And it's one word in that interaction, and that is the word of love. We are called to be supernatural lovers of people. And if we're not being fed ourselves, we're not going to do that. It won't happen. And sorry to say, if we're not being fed by the Lord, we will seek it in other places. We don't want to do that today. We want to be in His Word so that we ourselves can remember and to live out that gospel message. And we don't pull back from doing that. it spills over into our lives. And we're able to do it in amazing ways. Because He shows us. He helps us. And what it says in 1 Peter 3:15, that we are called to set apart Christ as Lord. He's Lord of our lives. And we are called to be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks us for the reason, for the hope that we have. We do it with gentleness and respect, but we also do it as those who are trained and taught. So I encourage you to remember today that you have a high calling on your life. You have a high calling on your life, that wherever you are today, people will be looking. They're looking for the Lord, actually. And I pray that when they look at you, when they look at me, they will see Him shining through all that we do, and we say, I pray this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.